The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Rise Guys, I got show number for the fuck off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318.
Count it.
241-4318.
241-4318. Here's a challenge I know none of you will do.
I see
all these other, well, it's usually TV shows where they just start a, you know, some kind of challenge out there and the audience will actually do it. I want you to get around your coworkers, your family, people that know that little song, because many of you say it's your Friday anthem. And I want you to sing it. And yeah. I want to take it and I want to send them to Dan and I want to have a chorus of listeners singing that in unison together.
Because he can do it. He can pull the people together.
Yes.
He's got like a chorus on the standby.
Love it.
A line.
Waiting just to say hi. So, mm-hmm. Call the FOF line and sing the theme song. And you can even say, hey, this is Tony, this is Terry, this is Johnny, this is Juan, this is
Daryl.
Frederick.
This is my other brother, Daryl. Plus, if you wake up at 2 a.m. in the morning
And
want to do it, guess what? It's open 24/7.
It really is. So if you wake up from
Joe Burrow.
If you wake up from a dream and the dream makes you mad, you're like, God, I wish I had a dream journal or someone to talk to. You do. 864-241-4318. Only if you have an upsetting dream that pissed you off about somebody. We don't care if it was a wet dream or it's a scary dream or
doesn't matter.
Fortune telling dream. Nothing like
those
that.
Those are some strange dreams.
Wet ones?
Well, of course.
I don't think
I've ever had one.
Oh, sure you have.
No.
I remember having them and then not being able to remember the dream associated with it. It's like you wake up with that feeling, but you don't know what the plot was of the dream.
I think you're watching American Gladiators.
No, I think I would fall asleep on my couch when I was a kid watching HBO and, what's his name? Brian Benben.
Dream On.
Dream On would come on and it would often feature very, very voluptuous naked women.
Okay.
I think she brings up a great point. I don't think that does happen to women.
Well, that's the first. I think that it does not happen to women.
You never woke up wanting to get drilled like a 2x4?
Every morning.
Yeah, but psychologists and such say that girls discover blankuality before men do.
Yeah, too.
If I say the full word, I know this whole segment will get muted because people think that you're being mean when you say blankuality on a podcast. No joke.
And there are girls that have never, I don't want to go there.
Because your mind doesn't catch up with the body.
Well.
That's it.
At least in the beginning.
That's why women wild out further along in life than men do.
Well,
not live longer, but like they have their wilder years later than men because men,
There are women, various reasons, that have never had an orgasm with a man, but they've done it for themselves. And probably more than you know of.
So then should be less pressure on the man. So
those are the ladies who call themselves boss bitches, probably.
So
I don't need no man.
I've never woken up with a priapism. I've had a sexy dream, but I don't know.
Well, you couldn't wake up. I mean, if you woke up with your nipples hard, it could just be the air was too cold. I'd do that myself.
It's probably a dream that's not even, like, you know, salacious or anything. You know, some women are like that as far as, you know, what gets them going.
Because I've had a dream, and I was wondering why I had
sex
with somebody.
Christmas. You know the football drill we have as a running back where you run through the cones?
Oh, my God.
What happens?
Nothing.
So, you know, you tell me.
Just got a text from my daughter. Sorry. It's just all...
Oh, is the goat okay?
No, my grandson is listening right now.
Oh, really? Both?
Look at this. She got him a little radio so he could listen to Grandpa in the mornings.
Yeah.
And he's sitting... Hey, Jasper. He's sitting there beside the table. This is at my daughter's house, not the farm.
No.
Same thing. And he's just standing there smiling,
so cute,
listening to the radio, and y'all are having your nightmare stories over here.
I got to watch what the hell I say now.
Hush.
Oh, boy. So sorry.
I don't know if the FOF is the, well, you know what?
Okay, what do we have here, Fat Boy?
Yeah, he's saying...
My old buddy of mine was allowed to watch R-rated movies when we were 10, and he turned out okay.
Well, is Grandpa being attacked on this phone call? Because that might make him have nightmares.
He might want to skip this first call.
Oh, man, hold on.
No.
Might want to give him a heads up.
Oh, wow. He said to tell Grandpa that he had a Spider-Man dream.
Oh, he does. That's like Spider-Man.
So cute.
Spidey is the man. We like Honk and Benham, too. The Incredible Honk and Benham.
Honk Hogan, he would like.
Yeah, but Jasper likes, for some reason, it's this weird thing. I like to play the good guy when we're in there, you know, playing.
He likes the bad guy.
He likes to be the villain.
The villain.
And he does. He loves to play the villain.
Okay.
He wants to be the villain. And then oftentimes he wants to, I'll be Spidey and he'll be Benham.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Dang it. All right. Probably got the little outfit,
Jasper,
too.
Mama needs to take you in the other room for a minute. Seriously, Grace, I ain't going to bother texting this. You're listening right now.
Don't take your radio.
You don't need to hear this part.
Well, let's just go ahead and get it out of the way.
Little but bit. Other kids do, so don't turn it.
don't turn it. Nobody turn it.
If I find out, you turn it.
What an awkward time for
Fat
that.
Fat Boy will
text.
Knock on your door.
I love you, Jasper, and Grace, and Teddy.
Oh, earplugs. That's all I can say for this one.
Yeah.
So I've been a big supporter of you guys and your show for quite some time now, and I have to say I'm listening to Monday's show, and I hear Matt Man talking about how he just doesn't follow anyone back on Instagram. Fat Boy even said you covet it, Matt, like you're following someone is a big deal. Well, guess what, Matt Man? I've unfollowed you now after hearing that. I followed you for 5 years, and I just unfollowed you because of your pretentious sound and your huge ego. Because guess what, motherfucker? Oh. Paige and Fatboy follow me, so sorry you just lost a follower, bitch face.
Oh, earmuffs,
this
earmuffs.
Let me look at the text.
Earmuffs, G.
Okay, good, she did. She got the text. Oh, my God. Good. Wow.
That's the best.
What an
awkward
life.
That is the best.
What an awkward life.
She told you.
It's like you're working at your job, and all of a sudden, you know, you get into it like a little fun, and then you look over, and your grandson's standing there. Oh, Lord. Anyway, let's not make that about this. Let's make this about me.
I'm probably worse than you about following people back.
Let me tell you.
Like you don't do it?
My favorite social media is Instagram because of several things. One.
It's pictures.
It's pictures. It's lollygagging. It's a picture book. I'm just lollygagging. It's X. Quite frankly, don't unfollow me because I use it sometimes, but I despise it because I get on there and it starts showing me crap I don't follow, and it's usually violent stuff or race-based stuff or
all those body
anything
videos
to aggravate you, to make you in a certain way. I despise that. So I have to quickly go to following rather than the other. Instagram, they're getting bad at suggesting, you know, used to you had to go to explore on there to find new stuff.
Plus your location now. They know where you are.
Well,
got to turn that
no,
off.
I turned that. I didn't approve that. But it's one of my very most simple pleasures of life. I like Instagram. But people will tell you that direct message me. I'm awful at that, responding. I am so bad at it because it's my lollygag that I enjoy Instagram for pictures and funny little videos. And if you see like one where it's like, you know, fighting, I mean, I like a good fight and everything, but not where it's like, you know, football camp or, you know, something like that. Yeah. I don't want to see that bull crap. That's my fun, blissful lollygag time. So don't get your feelings hurt.
Oh.
I mean, that's wild though. But it's nice, y'all. I'll tell you this: I don't follow you and then mute you like a lot of people do, because I know a lot of people that absolutely do that.
I will follow you and unfollow you back.
I noticed neither one of
quick.
You. Paige is not saying a word. Fat Boy, you're saying?
I will follow you and unfollow you back real quick, just to get the number up. Because you know, people are like, I'll follow you. Follow me back.
I don't care about that.
But if you just mute them, then you'll never see it. But they, to me, that says. So you're not ever going to see my stuff. You're never going to like see it because you muted it. So why am I following you? Why are you following me?
Well, now it kind of turned on its head too, because with Grok, You can find out who muted you, who looked at your profile, all that stuff.
Well,
I did it last night. I said, well, who's the most famous person to view my profile? And it said Dwayne Johnson mentioned you in a tweet. I'm like, I'm leaving that
up. I didn't do it that way, but
I'm not deleting that one.
I had two. This is a Mark thing to say, not Hendrix, but like marking out. My two most celebrity tweets or whatever I ever remember is when The Rock tweeted me.
Gavin Newsom was the other one.
Nope. I had to mute him. No. was with Sting.
You met him a couple
times. But like it was a picture of Jasper, if he's still listening, had bought him a Sting little brawling buddy or whatever.
Probably
little,
scared him looking at it.
No, he was like 6 months old. And I put it in the buggy with him and I took a picture of it and I tagged Sting and I said, don't worry, the Scorpion's watching over. It's some kind of lame thing like that. And he responded back to it. And like, I get it. Like, I get it, people. Yeah. But it's my little world where it's just lollygag, no. And I don't want to see pictures of people I don't know. Like, honestly, I don't want to sit there and look, who the hell is this? That's weird. I mean, it's Jasper, a pleasurable experience. It's like picking up, going to the magazine store. Oh, that's outdated. Oh, you go to the library. Yeah, just give me a book.
Like, okay, like you want to
nonfiction? And I'm going to sit here and I'm like, no. I put some thought into it because it's a pleasurable experience. And that doesn't mean, screw you on text line. I hope my grandson's not listening now. Screw you on the text line. Because that doesn't mean me following you makes you any better than anybody else. Other than, I hate that mentality.
But if you are listening, Jasper, I want you to know it's called a shopping trolley, not a buggy.
It is not. Do not. Do not. It is not a buggy, and we ain't got a loan. We got a yard. Got a yard. You and you don't mow it. You cut that yard. Cut that grass, and you blow it out in the yard and knock people down on their motorcycles. Joke. Wow. Total joke.
We got a question as far as the BDA goes. And I think I'll just let them ask for themselves right here.
I doubt this will even be played, but I am on the way home from work. I've already had a bad day, and I miss y'all's BDA segment. I was like, you know what? I'm going to listen to that on the way home because I love y'all. Been listening to y'all for years, and I love Best Damn Audio. And then that man played that god-awful f***ing shit from that deaf mute rapper. What in the actual was that shit? I literally feel like I have been double penetrated by 15-inch spike dildos in the ears after listening to that. Matt Man, please do not play that shit ever again. That was f***ing horrible.
It's an acquired taste.
You know what? I'm sorry you don't celebrate the handicap.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, the world's first ever deaf mute rapper was signed to a record deal and
got a song. He was going at it too,
and I played it. I thought that was kind of a cheat.
He was going hard in the paint.
I don't know anybody was talking about Neil Armstrong tripping and falling on the moon. You remember when he stumbled a couple of times when the wires got crossed or whatever it was? Like, you know,
he's on that lean.
It's you damned if you do, Paige.
You try.
No, I see your point. I've heard that Country Girl song in my head for like the last 3-4 days, and I find myself like, because I listen to the uncensored version,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, that one part that I shouldn't say as a man, I scream it when I sing it.
What part?
Man, it's just, I hate that it's fake because it's so good. Like, I would be a fan of that woman. I would go see her in concert.
You would.
I would.
You want to take a break? I thought Jasper needs a break right now.
Jasper does.
He's exhausted.
He's good. He's like, why am I in timeout right now?
Why are you getting so upset?
Grandpa needs to be in timeout because of his
Friday.
Mouth.
It's Friday. Friday. Let's just calm down.
I'll explain it to you later, Jasper. She won't talk. Quit talking when anyone else is. Not you, Paige.
Oh.
Talking about you.
All you, right, you. We're going to hear from a guy coming up who is having a hard time averting his eyes during bikini season, I guess you could call it. Oh, I'm going to regret calling that when we hear the call.
But why?
This might be an all ages type place.
Is he a pervert?
It sounds like it.
Okay, let's play it.
Well, I mean, if it's like if you're a man and you're at the beach or the poo and somebody's wearing something skimpy.
You kind of ask for being stared at.
Well, yeah. You're not asking for it, but it's noticeable. Now, if it's going where I think it's going, I've often remarked in my head, like, you're too young to be wearing something so skimpy.
Well, he did qualify it with an age, so that's kind of what puts the extra
That's what low. I thought you were referring to. Now. Yeah, and I see that's. But that's still, like, to say you don't notice it is you're a liar. You're ignorant. It's not real.
I have worn a bathing suit.
Go ahead. Jasper, turn it off.
Like a white bathing suit.
Oh, it's the best.
By the pool. And I didn't realize that it was see-through after it got wet.
Wow.
And I couldn't figure out why people were staring at me. And now I know.
And now we know you have real dark areolas.
Oh, yeah. Real dark. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Dark and see-through.
They're black.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm hanging up.
You better not be listening.
Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is...
The Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Not going to get us, pal.
Okay,
We are great at that. Somebody trying to get us to wish happy birthday to their boss. And it's like,
why
nope.
Why not?
No offense, Paige. I'll take Fat Boy and I will take credit for our great ways of making up funny names.
Yep.
For graduation names, Facebook fussing names and stuff. So when we get this person who used a real business name texting in saying, please wish our boss man, Mr. Rectomy, a birthday.
Oh.
Like, no, sir. Oh. No, sir.
Not doing it, buddy.
We caught you on that, pal.
I do
caught
like...
Caught you.
I like the Fat Boy birthday song. That's the only reason why why not?
I would rather do that for somebody instead of trying to troll us to say a name like... I looked it up. There ain't nobody last name Rectomy. Plus, call him by his first name. Call him Todd.
Sir, wreck me.
Plus, I know there's not a Mexican rapper named LLBJ, so you're not going to get me on that either. So there you go.
You know what's crazy? You've seen that video going around where they're asking young kids if they know who LBJ is. And, well, one of them is a dirty answer. But and the other ones are saying LeBron James.
Yeah.
I'm like, God,
LBJ, yeah.
This initials. World. What happened to Lyndon Brains Johnson or whatever his name was?
Close.
All right. I know it's Baines. Don't text in. I'm just Brains. Having some fun with poking fun at myself.
Then asking me if I've ever seen a grown man naked.
Right. Don't call me Shirley. You have no clue prison. What any of that means. What do you mean, call me Shirley? Well, it used to be a name.
All right, late for dinner.
Women had names like Shirley.
I just called you late for dinner.
Can I be frank with you?
Let's call you late for dinner.
What do you mean, like Franks and Beans? No, it meant like... Honest. That's weird.
Everybody always says, don't call me late for dinner. And she finally did it. Nobody ever does it.
I put that right there with freaking another day in paradise. How's your day going? Another day at paradise.
Late for dinner.
I hate my life. I hate this job.
Oh, hate.
I hate it. I was calling it paradise because I'm being sarcastic because I hate my life.
Just another day in paradise.
Ugh.
Love it. Love it every day.
Mean it when you say
love
it.
Love it every minute
make
of it.
Make it paradise. Jeez.
Make it paradise. It's like Kelly Clarkson tells you, if it's not great, change it.
Yeah, it's up to you.
And I want to also point out to the lady that called earlier, raising hell.
She's not going to follow you anymore.
Not that one, the other one.
Oh,
there's two of them now. That's why I had to have my grandson turn it off.
The deaf rapper?
Yes. This is from a close personal friend who is gorgeous as the day is long. She said, hey, listening to your show this morning, you have got to tell me where I can find the deaf mute rap song. What? So take that, lady.
All right.
Yeah.
I think what we learned today
evil
is
bitch woman.
We can't make anybody happy.
No, what it means, it's like I always say, you go to a comedy show, they make all these jokes about all these people, all these religions until they talk about yours or the disease that killed somebody close to you. And then it just changes your demeanor.
It's personal. Yeah.
But for every person that folded their arms about, I'll even make it personal. A lung cancer joke. There was a bunch of people over there.
Oh.
Yeah, like.
I don't, it brought people. So, you know, you gotta remember that. Wear that on your sleeve and just remind everybody that some people are sensitive about certain things.
Yeah.
But you ain't got to be a pussy about it.
Earmuffs.
I agree with
him. He ain't listening no more.
You know,
he's on freaking Spotty now.
Bitch. Cancer thing. Damn.
But you got to take things lightly. You can't be too serious.
In his contract, Fat Boy's promised a bitch and a damn per hour, and he didn't get to do it
did
earlier because my grandson was listening.
So damn you, bitch.
I was going to say
H-E-L. You got it too, huh? I got an F word coming up the 9 o'clock hour.
You should have said P-U double snakes. And I didn't want him to ask what that meant, though.
I can't even say double hockey sticks at my house because that was a term for Dookie.
P-U double snakes.
Man, you this is... This guy really hates his dad.
No, why?
I think it's within good reason, but still. Use the page logic on this one. You got to overlook, overcome, and forgive.
Yeah.
Do this to your daddy.
This message is for my sorry ass daddy. You mother I can't stand you. You've been stealing money from my grandma, your own damn mama, while she's laid up crippled. I tell you what, when you get out of jail, you motherfucker, you better spend the rest of your miserable existence avoiding me. Because if you show up and pull up anywhere I'm at, I'm going to rip your head off. You.
Ooh. Yeah, I see why he has a reason to be that way. And stealing from your
for
own.
Personal reasons, I will not comment on this.
Yeah.
Like, back of the checkbooks, too.
There's always a family member that thinks they can get away with everything.
I mean, like, that's where you have to kind of, you got to throw it up to whatever you believe in, or even if you're believing karma, it'll come back. I mean, it will. You just, it sucks.
Start
like I was saying, I looked more into it, man. George Jones's widow, like, her boyfriend literally stole, it wasn't
millions.
Just all her crypto, $450,000 out of her safe.
Jesus.
Now, why do you have that much cash on hand?
I see that too.
Like all these athletes that get robbed?
You got crypto, but then you got a hoard of cash. Like you were just protected around the board, wasn't you? You got all the coins.
You do you want some feedback on the Olivice call about the fake jewelry? Remember, she got it. It was fake. She didn't know if the boyfriend gave it to her on purpose, fake.
She didn't know if he bought it thinking it was real, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. This is all about that.
Yeah, I was calling about the All Advice show about the girl who's complaining about the fake jewelry. I can't say that motherfucking word. Anyways, bitch, who cares? That is crazy. You know what really matters? I just paid $5 for a can of Pringles. Like, who gives a you're talking about fake jewelry. If it didn't turn your hand green or whatever, then you're fine. It's not like you're the Hulk and everybody notices. Maybe your dude didn't have the budget to get you real shit, so he just got your knockoff because he cares. And he just didn't want to tell you. It just sounds like you're so materialistic. Like, who gives a bro? Jesus. Like, you're making my balls twitch, bro.
Ooh. Yeah, I would never say that to another man.
That was something separate on the end. I didn't take that tone with her. I didn't think she was...
I think she, well, you gotta, you know what, when we did that bit, so many people, and I don't know if they were men or women, but they would say, you don't just randomly take jewelry to get cleaned. I know otherwise.
What?
I mean, they would say she went in there already thinking it wasn't. She went in there to see if it was real, found out it was fake. So why, you didn't think it was real? Oh, I went to get it cleaned. That's a conspiracy somebody threw out there, several actually.
Isn't that something somebody does out of the blue anyway to get the jewelry cleaned?
There's two people. It's like cleaning. There's people who get dry cleaning, and there's people who do laundry. There's people who buy the crap, or not crap, the stuff at Walmart or Target or wherever, do it at home. Then there's people who take it to my uncle's jewelry store located on Augusta.
That's where I would go.
I'm not going to say the name because I don't know how to spell it.
Hey, what do that wasn't going to be funny. You don't take a break? I was trying to find a way, a cool way to say it about Paige breaking.
Oh, you didn't like my free plug for my uncle's business?
What?
I just wish I would have heard it. You might have to do it again.
Wow, look at you being nice.
It is Free Plug Friday.
No, it's not. What might Paige we hear when we come back?
We got Bikini Guy.
Oh, we didn't get
it. If you got a young daughter, yeah. keep her away from this guy.
Pervy guy.
Oh, to text her? Yes, please call the FOF line, 864-241-4318. We need to get Matt's cell phone away from him during the show, I've noticed, this hour.
Oh.
You know.
I wonder if these next two calls are connected.
864. Oh, my God. I'm catching the heat. 864-241-4318. If it makes you feel better to be mean to me, you do it, okay? Don't be too mean, though.
Don't do it.
Oh, hey.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Oh! Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
Yes. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Thank you so much.
Learned a lot.
Cool. Yeah, we looked, tried to find the deaf mute rapper. I was going to read you one with it there, but it is not available anymore. So
no.
Yes.
Well, she's happy now.
Well, what that means is I need to go re-find it in my email and put it back in this. Well,
yeah, you do.
Forward it to Fat Boy and get him there. I'll be the Mangum on this one. I'll forward it to you. Call me Mangum TA.
You are a Mangum.
I'm sorry. I'm You're a stickler so for misspellings. And this guy was texting in talking about old wrestling. He called
mom.
Magnum TA Mangum TA. I love it. It's so fun. Spelling just gets me off.
It's a killer.
Well, hottest baby faces in wrestling back in the day.
Yes, sir.
Women paid money to go see that chest hair of Magnum TA.
It was weird. Like, people like my mom. Women like my mom would talk about wanting to run her fingers through his chest hair. And I'm like, God, that's
hot. I like that.
Oh.
I like a little bit of chest hair.
You like some taco meat, do you?
Yeah.
Does that still mean chest hair, or is that something else?
It don't mean it would be taco filling if it's at a fast food restaurant. All right, let's not get there.
I just figured something out. I think maybe you might have to help me. Are these two calls connected? I really hope they aren't.
The one that the text where it said, because my daughter texted me and said, hey, your grandson's listening right now, and it happened to be right in the middle of something very, you know,
salacious,
I suppose. And then another friend texted and wanted to know the deaf mute song. So I get my phone. My phone didn't go off, though, did it?
I'm glad just made you have friends that support you.
I do, too.
That's nice.
Especially real attractive ones.
Well, there are hot dudes everywhere, man.
Yeah, it's growing.
What's, here's the bikini guy.
Okay.
Which I feel weird saying that, but I guess he makes a valid observation. Just comes off as a little bit creepy.
Okay.
We're predestined or pre-programmed to think that now. Like I told you, I see a cute kid at a restaurant like four or five tables away, and he's just looking at me, and I'll start making goofy faces. Mm-hmm. And every once in a while, the mom or dad will catch me and look at me like I'm
okay,
a pedo, perv.
Pedo.
That's bullshit.
That's because you keep pointing toward the parking lot.
Yeah. Whoa.
Weirdo. Leave my
so
kid
what?
Alive.
I threw a piece of candy over there on fishing line, and I'm trying to pull it back little. Big deal.
Trying to reel him in.
Dress code. In swimming areas. Parents, don't be letting your kids out there dressing like they're about to go work at the club when they're like 12 years old, 6 years old. It is ridiculous bathing suits that the parents of the day are letting these children wear. And the thing is, yeah, it is my responsibility not to look. So I do my best not to. But the fact of the matter is, when every body on the river is dressed like this, there's no avoiding it. You got to keep your eyes open. So my point is, there are nude beaches and there are strip clubs for nudity. Save it for there and keep your damn clothes on your damn kid.
I picked up on a few things right there. First off, he said 12 years old, 6 years old. Third off, or second off, he said...
He thinks in threes.
I try my best not to look.
What he was saying, I think, was what I said there in the little pre-tease, is that even if it's a full-grown adult woman, if she's wearing a revealing outfit, you're going to notice it. Much like if she was wearing a very bright colored or a crazy pattern or something. And the same thing applies with that. He's not necessarily, I hope, not sitting there saying, I can't help but not look. But he's like, I can't help but not notice it.
Like if you got female friends and they post on social media, they're going to wear some kind of bathing suit to where most of their ass is hanging out. But they know you're going to see it, right? Like they got to know I'm going to go look at this.
That's why I hope for a carousel. Like, I hope there's a scroll over and there's going to be one from the backside.
That's the thing. If you're wearing something, I've had a situation where I had young girls, you know.
Oh, Lord. First it's a Cocker Spaniel, now this.
No, young girls in bathing suits, and I had people walking into where I was, and
Is this in California?
God, if you're looking for the song that I think you're looking for, I don't know what. If you're looking for the song that I heard in my head, okay, it's not. I thought you were gonna play "Young Girl, Get Out of My Mind." Okay.
Yeah, this is creepy. This is better though. This is about people that walked in, and they wouldn't leave.
Oh.
Because there are people in bathing suits, and they kept talking and like, "Hey, can I?" No, you cannot. You're not invited. You need to go.
I thought this was going to be a better story.
I did too.
No, I'm just saying, you cannot help it if you're a young person and that's the way you look because you're not sexualizing anything. You just want to go swimming.
No, it's the
and
cut.
Why can't you wear something cute?
What? It's the cut of the bathing suit or bikini or whatever. Fat Boy's right. Rarely are, and I am not complaining. Now, about the younger kids, yes, I am. But there's no full cup on bikinis anymore. Like the full cup of the ass.
No.
Like it's got that little moon. It's like the different phases of the moon.
It's right up the intergluteal cleft.
It's right there where you're going to have that little bottom part of the hunky hanging out. And I'm a fan.
I'm here for it.
Only if that's where you kids are going to wear whatever they want to.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to.
Which is unfortunate because, you know, when did you get that freedom?
Well, I'm saying if they're allowed to. In my house, I was not allowed to. That's good because I would have looked ridiculous, like stupid.
I wouldn't have worn a Tonka sweater every year if it were up to me.
I would have somehow gotten parachute pants made in my size if that was practical. But
I mean,
the material was very expensive.
In the 90s, thongs were so popular and people were walking around like that.
The high-waisted stuff, and that's another thing that, talking about adult women, that I love when I can tell a woman is wearing whatever the top, whatever that's called, where it's like...
Bodysuit?
Yeah, and she's wearing jeans or shorts, pants, and you see the cut coming up the side. Uh-huh. I love that. That's right up there with... Lita's thong.
No, she made it popular.
It was there, yeah. That's just, I don't know, I like it. Peel it off. With my teeth is.
We'll finish with this girl here talking about an inappropriate conversation with somebody who just got out of jail.
Oh,
this is the big.
Cannot believe it.
Big zinger.
I hope it's not the bikini guy.
I also hope that she is an adult woman who said she said this just to kind of scare this guy. Because if she's really that age and that was that able to happen, that's freaky, man.
Don't she kind of sound that age, though?
Man, I can't tell. Remember that woman the other day? I asked her, how are you, 12? And she was like, I'm 38.
Why the f*** do I, as a woman, have to watch myself when I do my own job? I have to stand in a f***ing window all day and deal with creeps. I've had about 4 people just in the past 2 f***ing days come through my window talking about how old are you. Just not even give a f***. Last night, I had a man come in my f***ing window. He just got out of jail. Comes up to my f***ing window. Asks how old I am. I tell him 17. He goes, I don't mind if you don't mind. What the f*** does that even mean? Why the f*** was he in jail to begin with? Like, did another girl f***ing report him for doing the exact same thing? Why do men have to be f***ing creeps, and why do they have to do it to me? Don't come out of my window talking this.
Oh,
that's creepy.
Okay, so biggest question in my mind, other than the safety of the young lady and all that, is, like, where? Like, I've guessed, at first it was like she works at a gas station at a grocery store kiosk, but then I'm thinking windows, she keeps saying, so that... That tells me probably a drive-thru.
Maybe she gives off certain signs. I don't know.
Maybe she's a toll road person.
Have you seen the meme? This is a GIF, actually. You know the scene in Batman with Michael Keaton where he sees the bat signal and he stands up and looks at it?
Mm-hmm.
So it's that scene, but it says on the meme, it says, when I hear a girl at the bar saying she hates her dad, he stands up and looks. I can't explain memes. You just have to see it.
No, I get what you're saying. That's...
But maybe she'd give it off some vibes of, you know, like, are you flirting? Because ladies, if you're being nice, you're flirting.
But it's like that, if you have the name Karen, you're already like, uh-oh, kind of that thing. But it's not fair. Like, what about some girls whose dads were really scumbags and they didn't turn out to be strippers?
I mean, it's possible. It happens.
That sucks.
You know? I would say put me in the back. I don't want to work the window anymore.
You know, and like... and
or just hook up.
I'm not making a joke, but like, what state is it nearby that the legal age is 16?
I think there was like a caveat to it. I think the age of the other party,
age of consent,
can't be too old. I might have got that backwards.
Can't be too many years.
Like, I can't go to a 16-year-old because she's age of consent, and then because, you know, I'm 42.
Like, that's where,
and that changes with parental.
That's where I get state law.
But the parents love the show. They might be cool with it.
Certainly, we're finding out a lot about marijuana legalization law in the state of South Carolina and all this. But why is that not a law of the land? Like, pick the number and we stick with it as a country. Like, that's bizarre.
Yeah, it's different everywhere.
Either make it legal.
Like, what state am I in? How old are you? 16? Well, or where are we at right now?
I don't even think 16.
What state?
I don't think 16 is the youngest as far as, like, across the country.
You know, I'll write down what I thought it was, because it's not. Well, I will say what I thought it was. Alabama. I really did.
I can look at it real quick.
You're right. It's kind of hypocritical that there's not an overall rule that it's either legal or not legal, because most people use it, and it's common sense that it does help people.
Well,
so why not legalize it if it can be medicinal for some?
I was just using that as an example. I mean, the real thing, I like, even the other, like,
oh my God,
I'm not going to bring up RVW. Oh, I wonder how many people get that quickly. RVW. I don't want to say Roe versus Wade, but it's something like that. Like, well, what state are we in? Like, it's that's maniacal to me. It's a country. Like, it should be united.
Yeah. So, in the country, there are two states that have the age of consent of 14.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's
Indiana and Iowa. But it says
here
in parts of Australia, Philippines, and the Mexico, 12.
Oh, no, that's wrong.
Is their age of consent.
That should never be.
Lord God, man.
You're
but it said
old.
Most states range between
You're
16
not even
and 18.
Old enough to
that
have a baby.
Cowboys putting luggage together and leaving the country. What are you doing? it's not funny. You didn't even mention Thailand in there, for God's sakes.
Chris Evans, you better not put me on the list for this. This is research only.
I know. I didn't want to. The reason I didn't Google it is I didn't want to Google how young can a.
Oh, my God.
You know, I didn't want to Google that.
How young is too young?
Oh, he's at work. He's looking up something for his radio show. He ain't deciding where to move. God bless. Damn if you do, man. That's
you really are.
Well, I tell you what, working outside in like a window kind of thing does suck with the various weather, because you either getting rained on or the sun is beating down on you. That sucks.
Yep. It's assuming she works somewhere that, you know, has a drive-up window.
You know, what they always said, that when it was raining while also the sun was shining, you remember what they would say about that?
The old man was snoring.
No.
Went to bed, bumped his head, and he couldn't get up in the morning.
No.
Chinese,
some
Japanese.
People would say it was the devil beating his wife, which
I
was never comfortable with that. So I say it's the opposite of the sun shining down on you. It's the sun coming down on you.
Why would they assume the devil would be so monogamous as to even have a wife?
First off,
who would marry the devil?
That's a great point.
The devil, according to
Beelzebub
sculptures, is a man, a woman, and a goat together. So what's his wife look like? Jesus Christ.
Or what is he?
And pun
like?
Intended.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.